May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn 92. Who is this fair one in distress that travels from this wilderness, oppressed with sorrows and with sins? On her beloved Lord she leans. Hymn number 92.
Thank you. us read together from the Word of God, from the Gospel according to Luke and chapter 1. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order the declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abba, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zacharias said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years." And the angel answering said unto him, "I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not be able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be filled in their season." And the people waited for Zacharias, and marvelled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men." And in the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favoured, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favour with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then said Mary unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." The angel departed from her. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. From whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Saviour. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath shown strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house. Here we will leave the reading of God's word, and may he bless it to us, and help us now in prayer. Kind and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, we do pray thy help once more as we are favoured and spared to come and meet together in thy house, this house of prayer, this house where thou dost meet and hast met with thy people in time past. And we pray, Lord Jesus, thou wilt come and meet with us here this day. Lord, we desire indeed to enter into thy courts with praise, with thanksgiving, for thy mercies and favours, blessings bestowed upon us, health and strength, use of natural faculties, comforts that abound, beds to lie on, roof over our heads, mercies and comforts of our home, we do thank thee for them. But dear Lord, we do thank thee for thy beloved Son. We thank thee for Jesus. As Paul says, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. So, Lord, we desire to come with true and thankful hearts. Dear Lord, we do thank thee that thou hast enabled us to come once more, Lord, amongst this people. And knowest, dear Lord, it's been tried. Lord, we've been tossed, we've been tempted. Lord, but thou hast granted and made a way whereby we have been able to come, and we do thank thee for it. And we do pray, dear Lord, that now we're found here amongst this people, Lord, that thou wilt help us and bless us. Ah, Lord, and help us to point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Lord, it'd be a sad day, Lord, if we've only come here in our own strength. But dear Lord, we come, we trust, looking unto Jesus. We look to thee, Lord, to help us to speak, help us to hear. And we look to thee, Lord, to bless the word. That word, Lord, that thou hast promised shall not return unto thee void, but accomplish that whereto thou pleased to send it. Oh, dear Lord, that thy word then may go forth today and find a place in the hearts of thy people gathered here. And Lord, we ask then thy rich blessing to rest upon us. Oh Jesus, do look down from above, and not only look down from above, but dear Lord Jesus, do intercede for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. Oh, that thou wilt bless us, dear Lord, with that blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow but therewith. May souls here this day be abundantly blessed with thy loving kindness, with thy tender mercies. May souls be awakened out of nature's darkness into thy marvellous light. May souls be confirmed in the truth as it is in Jesus, confirmed in the way, confirmed in the faith of the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Then, dear Lord, do graciously help. We would indeed, and do, sadly, we bow our head before thee in confession of all our sin and guilt. Lord, thou knowest we've got loads of it, lots of it. Lord, large catalogues of it. But, Lord, we come to thee, because there is none other way whereby we can be saved. And dear Lord Jesus, thou hast promised that him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. And dear Lord Jesus, we read of various ones in thy word. Oh, how they, Lord, like us, had sadly slipped and fallen and backslidden and done those things that they ought not. But they came with confession. They came with godly sorrow and repentance over their sin and over their iniquities. In effect, they were saying what the hymn writer says, "Here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies, and past offences pain mine eyes." Oh, they were saying what the dear publican did in the temple, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And oh, that we too may come in the same way, looking unto Jesus. Oh, he who is able to save to the uttermost all them that come unto God by him. Oh, how thankful we are for thy blessed, gracious, divine ability to save the very worst of sinners. But thou didst come not to call the righteous but sinners to repentance. And as Paul writes to us, to his son Timothy in the faith, "This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners." Oh Lord, may we bless thee then for thy loving kindness, for thy goodness, mercy, and oh, may we have a sweet, blessed hope, gracious assurance that when that day will come, and it must come to us, and some of us, Lord, fear it will not be long, but oh, that we may come, and that we may, oh, depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Lord, do hear it. Ah, Lord, it's not because we're worthy. No, but all our worthiness is found in Christ, our living head. Oh, then may there be that true thanksgiving in our hearts to thee. Then, dear Lord, do bless. Oh, Lord, may this day then be a day of blessing. May there be an outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. May there be enduring of power from on high. May there be the blessing of God that makes rich, and adding no pleasure therein. Lord, do help us. Pray, Lord, for this little cause of truth, and do bless them together. Do bind them together. Oh, in love and unity, the bond of peace. Be near them, be round about them. Bless our dear friends that hold office here. Bless each church member, each member of the congregation, from eldest down to the youngest. And oh, that there may be found in the hearts of those young and the children, oh, that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. May they have an aching void that this world cannot fill. May their souls be on the stretch to find Christ and to know him, whom to know is life eternal. Lord, do bless them. Bless them, Lord, in the days of their youth, and watch over them. Watch over them, Lord, in this sad, dark, sinful world in which we live. Lord, thou knowest all the things that go on. Oh, that thou wouldest keep our children and grandchildren, Lord, from the evils that abound in this our day. Lord, do preserve them. Oh, watch over them. And help them, Lord, to ask their parents whether these things are really so. Those things, Lord, that are put forth, maybe set forth before them in the classroom, those things that they will hear at school. Lord, do give them that grace that, Lord, they cannot get it hold of it themselves. It's thy free gift. Give them that grace, Lord, to question these things, these evils that are put forth before them. Remember us then as a nation. Ah, Lord, and do help. I pray, Lord, for those here again, Lord, that older ones, Lord, those, Lord, in sickness and affliction's path, put thy hand to heal, to restore, to raise up to health and strength, to bless means used to their recovery, we pray, and blessedly help those that come bringing their afflictions with them. Gracious Lord, help them. And dear Lord, do be with those that carry the heat and burden of the day. Undertake for them, hold them up, graciously support them. Help us to pray for thy people that mourn the loss of those near and dear to them by the ties of nature and other, maybe near and dear relatives and friends. Lord, do be near. Oh, we think of others, Lord, that are laid aside in sickness and affliction's path. As thy dear servant, name slips our memory in America. Pray for him, Lord, and do bless, and do be very gracious. And there are those here, Lord, that have deep trials and troubles and difficulties. Make those crooked things straight, those rough places plain. Oh, make a way where there's no way. Overturn the evil designs of men and blessedly help. Oh, Lord, may they know that thou dost make thy goodness pass before them. But now, Lord, help us to pray for our nation. Oh, Lord, thou knowest. Sadly, Lord, the sin, the iniquity that runs down our streets like water do appear. Open the eyes, Lord, of those that rule and reign over us. Lord, we understand, Lord, that there's to be a debate in Parliament, Lord. I'm not sure if it's this week or the following week, Lord, if thy will. Lord, regarding this Abortion Act, dear Lord, do appear for us. Oh, Lord, may there be, Lord, someone in their midst raised up to declare the truth. on that men's hearts and ears may be attentive to it. Oh, may we see, Lord, that thou art in divine control. Thou wilt overturn the evil designs of wicked men and frustrate their intentions. Do it. Oh, Lord, we need men, women of God, that fear thy name to rule and reign over us. And yet, Lord, we're exalted to pray for those that do reign over us. But we fear, Lord, for the most part, that they do not pray, that they do not believe. Why, Lord, if they believe, we cannot think, Lord, that they would be acting like they do. Oh, gracious Lord, do appear for us. Oh, Lord, they don't pray for themselves, they don't pray for wisdom, they don't pray for guidance. Then, Lord, do hear the prayers of thy people on their behalf. Oh, dear Lord, that it may be like that one we read earlier, Balaam. Why? He was hired to curse the people, but he couldn't, because thou didst bid him bless. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou graciously work in our midst, in our parliament, in those that rule and reign over us. Do appear for us. Remember those that have left and forsaken the house of God. Put forth thy hand and bring them back. Oh, snatch them as brands from the burning. Pray for others. Those, Lord, that are found in distress, in famine, death, disease, help them appear. Those that are persecuted for thy name's sake, do arise. Oh, and dear Lord, do preserve this world from war. Lord, hold those that hold the powers in the various nations of the earth. Keep and preserve them. And be with us now, Lord. We're a poor man, Lord. But we look to thee because there's nowhere else for us to look. The dear psalmist said, I will look up unto the hills, from whence cometh my help cometh from the Lord. And dear Lord, if there's going to be anything done in thy name here today, Lord, then my help must come from thee. And do come. Do fulfill then, dear Lord, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open my mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Hymn number 524. The gospel brings tidings, glad tidings indeed, to mourners in Zion who want to be freed from sin and from Satan and Mount Sinai's flame. Good news of salvation through Jesus the Lamb. Hymn 524.
Thank you.
in dependence upon Thee, Lord, for all needed help. We ask Your very prayerful attention, the chapter we read, Luke chapter 1 and verse 45. The Gospel of Luke chapter 1, verse 45. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. We have here then this meeting of dear Elizabeth and Mary, who in the Bible here clearly tells us were cousins. It would appear that one is old and the other one seems to be a lot younger. But you read this here, that dear Elizabeth, why, she is filled with the Holy Ghost. And these words that she speaks here, these few verses, particularly this verse here, why, she was well qualified to speak about it, was she not? Her dear husband, Zacharias, the angel had appeared to him, and he didn't believe what was told him. You know, then that makes us search our own hearts, or it should do, makes us search our own hearts. Do we believe what the Lord has spoken to us? She could well, truly, honestly say, blessed is she that believed. Blessed is she that believed. Why, you read about some of these characters, do we not, in the Word of God. The ones of the blessed. Matthew 5, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And notice that, dear soul. It's blessed are they that do hunger and thirst. Oh, it's a constant, God-given, gracious exercise. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. Isaiah 41:17, when the poor and needy seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. But go back further here into the book of Psalms. And what does dear David say? Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no guile. Yes, blessed is the man, yes, whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, whose transgression is forgiven. Yes, and dear David knew this, did he not? Oh, and dear soul, and forgiveness, yes, is a joyful sound to malefactors doomed to die. But forgiveness does not, it causes true thanksgiving in the heart of a child of God. But it doesn't lift them up to pride. Now, just note what I'm going to say. If there's anyone in here that thinks, and that's the what a point you want to notice, anyone in here that thinks they've had forgiveness and you're proud about it, then you, sadly, dear soul, are totally, utterly deceived. Why I've had to say that, I don't know. But it's true. Forgiveness will bring forth a word like this in the words of the hymn writer. Why me, O blessed God? Why such a wretch as I, who must forever lie in hell, were not salvation free? There's no pride there. Yes, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Jesus saw me when a stranger wandering from the fold of God. He to save my soul from danger interposed his precious blood. All the praises are will and must redound unto him. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name would we give glory. But again, blessed is she that believed. Blessed is she that believed. And she pronounces this blessing upon the dear Mary, because Mary has believed that which the Lord has spoken unto her. Oh, what a mercy. Yes. Oh, for this God-given faith. Perhaps, dear soul, you and I are very much like that poor man in the gospel. You know, he'd got that poor afflicted son, hadn't he? And he brought him to Jesus. Why? And he says to him, if thou canst do anything, have compassion upon us and help us. Jesus answered that question. The man asked it with an if. Jesus answered it with an if. If thou believest, all things are possible to him that believes. Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. This is where you and I are so often in a poor soul. Yes, deep down in our hearts we believe, but we're so tried, so tempted at times we need the Lord to help us, to lift us above and out of ourselves and cast all our care upon him and prove that he careth for you. Blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things. You see, here, dear Mary and Elizabeth, why they're walking out, are they not? Yes, those blessed, glorious promises that were prophesied of, and yes, go back to Genesis 3:15, and why, what is it there? The dear Lord says, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. She'll bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And this is about to be performed. Yes, but I was earlier thinking of this. Why, here in Isaiah 9, the prophecy of Isaiah regarding the dear Lord Jesus, for unto us a child is born, son is given, the government shall be on his shoulder, his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it, with judgment, with justice, from henceforth, even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Why? We read this as well, do we not? That heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. What has the angel said here to dear Mary? Why, thy cousin Elizabeth, it's a 6 month with her. For with God nothing shall be impossible. That which was spoken unto her husband, or rather Elizabeth's husband, Zacharias, why, that she should bring forth a son and she should call his name John. Yes. Oh, those months of darkness, those months of deep trial, because of this poor man's unbelief. Oh, and yes, and some of God's poor dear children today, they walk and have walked in much darkness, in much distress, because of unbelief. But you see, it's not something that we can manufacture in and of ourselves. Oh, we have to pray that the Lord would and will give and grant to us faith to believe. Why so often, why we go to the Lord in prayer. We go to the Lord in prayer. Perhaps there's one or more here. Go to the Lord in prayer about all your sin and all your iniquity and transgression and so on. Yeah. But, dears, oh, you come away. And you still bring it back with you, don't you? Why? Because we have not committed it unto the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. There is no uncertainty, dear soul, with God's word, and he shall bring it to pass. And dear Mary, then, why, she's believed this word that God has spoken unto her. But just a thought here, you know, that couldn't have been easy for her, could it? Here she is, an unmarried woman. And here she is, carrying a child. Oh, the shame. That no doubt there were those that did not believe what she said. that the Lord had said, the Holy Ghost shall overshadow thee, and thou shalt bring forth, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. And as Matthew tells us, for he shall save his people from their sins. Oh, I say, it wasn't easy for dear Mary. But you see, and it's not always easy, and it isn't easy for God's people. Very often they have to carry a cross, have to carry a burden, that which the Lord sees fit to lay upon them. But dear soul, if the Lord should lay a burden upon you, he will give and grant to you strength, as he did dear Mary. Whatever that burden might be, oh, the Lord will give you strength to carry that burden. And you and I will prove, and my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. There shall be a performance of those things. Well, what is it, dear soul, the Lord has told you? What is it the Lord has put into your heart? Did he put something there? Oh, that word of his grace. This thought comes to me, and why, thankfully there are a good number of younger friends here, and I hope a good number amongst you are found seeking the Lord, seeking the things of God. But in Paul's words, he writes there in Philippians, pressing forward toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. You know, and there's another word there in Paul's epistle to the Philippians. It is there in the first chapter. And the dear apostle says this, you know, he loved this church at Philippi. It was one of these churches that he had established. Here it was that, there was that woman, wasn't there, you read of in the Acts of the Apostles, Lydia the seller of purple. Why, you see, she was at the prayer meeting, and she attended unto the things spoken of by the Apostle Paul. And there was also the Philippian jailer. Oh, so this church here at Philippi has a very special place in Paul's heart. And oh, how he thanks the Lord for them. Always in every prayer of mine for you, all making request with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. And he says this, and being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He that hath begun a good work in you will perform it. Blessed is she that believed. Now, What has the Lord told you? What has the Holy Spirit? Can I put it like this? And it's perhaps this, I trust, a homely way. What has the Holy Spirit this all whispered into your heart? Has he whispered that word that I quoted as we started this morning? Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. And there shall be a performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. And what did Jesus say there? He didn't leave it there, you know, dear soul. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Yes, and filled with the righteousness of Christ. You were singing in that hymn a moment ago, 524, weren't you? Ah, yes. That robe of righteousness. Yes, that faith takes hold of and puts on. That I am clothed in the righteousness of the Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Blessed is she that believed. And there shall be a performance of those things. Dear soul, the time of love will come. When thou shalt clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but thou shalt say for me, tarry. His leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveal his love with power. There shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. There are, yes, days of trial and days of distress. But dear soul, the Lord, dear soul, is in divine control. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Days of trial. I think of dear Joseph. And what do you read here in Psalm 105? Here, Psalm 105, verse 19. Until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. But dear soul, there was a performance of those things. That time came, yes. You know, why poor Joseph, he's had this dream, hasn't he? Oh, and how his brethren bowed down before him. Oh, and when he told it to his brethren, they were filled with enmity. They hated him. Consequently, they sold him into Egypt as a slave. And there he is in Potiphar's house. Now he's falsely accused by his wife. He's cast into prison. The word of the Lord tried him. Perhaps he is, oh, the Lord has made something known to you. And it goes back now many, many days. Many years maybe, like poor Joseph. But what did I quote just now? The time of love will come. Yes, and the time came. Or how many times you read this in the Word of God? And it came to pass. Well, it came to pass. And Joseph is brought out of the prison, isn't he? Yes, and is made, the, as it were, the prime minister of the land. And Joseph's brethren come down and they bow down before him. Oh, and such was the sight. Ah, dear, Joseph has to turn aside, doesn't he, to weep. Why? Because the word of the Lord has been fulfilled. There's been a performance of those things that were told him of the Lord. And sometimes, yes, you and I may walk in some of these things. Oh, where there's been a performance of those things. God's servants sometimes give utterance to something, then they wonder why. But they have to watch. They wait. They look, they pray, and like Joseph, oh, and the word of the Lord tries them. But you see, if that was indeed the word of the Lord, it'll be performed. Yes. And to his honour and glory, I can say some of these things are proved, yes. And you're a man. I acquired a Bible of an old man and number of pages. See, it got TPT. Yes, and dear Mary could say this. Yes. Tried, proved and tested. And there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Now, this thought comes to my mind. Yes. You know, I've been reading lately quite a little bit about poor David. And you know, David, why, when he came into contact with King Saul, yes, and he's killed Goliath, hasn't he? And he's playing the harp in the presence of Saul. Saul is filled with jealousy. Saul's determined to slay David. The javelins whistle round David's ears. He's hunted, yes, on the mountains. He hides in the dens and caves of the earth. But what you read about Joseph, you can also put here. It reads, and the Lord was with Joseph. And the Lord was with David, was he not, all this time? But now Paul's dead. Oh, and friends, and you and I need to be careful about these things as well. The enemy has gone. The Lord has removed him. And David slips and slides into sin. And unless you and I are kept, we should do the same. And don't let anyone think that they would never, never do it. There's not one sin written in this book that you and I, if not kept, will commit. Oh, yes. We have to hang our head in shame. But, yes, dear soul. But you see, David, why? But then the Lord appeared to David, didn't he? When he had committed sin with Bathsheba and Uriah, and the Lord forgave him. The Lord also said this, that the sword would not depart out of his house. And yet he was to come under the chastening hand of God. And there shall be a performance of those things which were spoken to her from the Lord. And there was a performance of those things that God spoke to David of. Yes, David now is an old man. Absalom, his son, rises up against him. David now is not hunted by Saul, but rather by his son Absalom. Yes, dear soul. And if we confess our sins, this is the mercy. This is God's mercy. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why, what do you read here in Jeremiah's prophecy? The Lord says to his people here by Jeremiah, and dear soul, to you and I this morning, return, ye backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. What do you read here in Hosea? The dear prophet here, he tells us something else, doesn't he? About this returning unto the Lord. Yes, Hosea 14. O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you word. Turn to the Lord. Say unto the Lord, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Yes, but it goes on here. I will heal their backslidings. I will love them freely. For mine anger is turned away from him. I will heal their backslidings. Oh, there will be a spiritual healing. There will be forgiveness. Yes, tears of forgiveness. For these sins of backsliding. Oh, the backsliders in heart. Maybe backsliders in practice as well. But dear soul, the Lord says, I will heal. I will love them freely. I will love them freely. There shall be a performance of those things. I will love them freely. Why earlier here in Hosea, there's this. The Lord says that here these backsliders, and I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, in judgment, in loving kindness, and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. Say, I will love them freely. There is when something or someone is free. There are no bounds, there are no fetters, there are no prohibitions. Dear soul, and here there's no hatred, There's no enmity. Oh, yea, the Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. I cannot think exactly where it is. It's either in Hosea or in Jeremiah. I return unto me, for I am married unto you. For I am married unto you. Why, this all is the church of God, married unto Christ. Yes, who loved me and gave himself for me. As yet there shall be a performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. Another thought, there shall be a performance. Why, sometimes God's dear people are called to walk in affliction's path. And there are some in here that know a lot about this, as much or more than I do. And there's been a performance of those things that shall come to pass. Why, you read here in John's Gospel, and read here, it's about Lazarus. And, yes, why, you see, there was this, they came, they told Jesus, did they not, that Lazarus was sick. Yes. Why? And the Lord says, this does he not. Here it is, John 11. They told him that he's sick. And when Jesus heard that, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. We don't see it, but it will be seen, it will be viewed by others. Thirty odd years ago, as a good many of you know, that I was ill with what is called ME, and nothing much was known then, not known much now, but I was pretty weak at times. And I well remember one day, this affliction, feeling that I was felt so weak at times, I thought, I'm going to die. But I shall never forget these words being so blessed to my soul. The Lord appeared and he said, this affliction, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified. And just after this, our dear friend, late John Broome, telephoned me, inquiring, asking after I was feeling. And he said to me, and I hadn't told him this, little experience. He said, you know, Richard, he said, all this will come out in the pulpit. He said, but you won't see it. And I don't see it. But the praise belongs unto him. Yes. There shall be a performance, yes, of those things which were told her from the Lord. Yes, shall be a performance. I must close, but I did find this last evening while hearing the book of Joshua. Joshua, remember, was Moses' successor, and he was the one that was to bring the children of Israel into the promised land. And this is what the dear man says. He's gathered the people together, and amongst other things, this is what he says: "And behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake unto you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof." Oh, how blessedly true. Dear Moses, yes, bringing the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, they'd sinned. Oh, they transgressed, they'd made a golden calf, they'd fallen down, they'd worshipped, they had terribly backslidden. Yes, and why, and dear Moses pleads with the Lord, "And thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send. Why, thou said, I know thee by name, thou hast found grace in my sight, and consider this nation as thy people." And the Lord said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Yes, and the Lord, Moses said, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence." And the Lord said, "My presence shall go with thee." Yes. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away." Yes, the Lord it is that doth go before thee. He be with thee and not fail thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I'll not fear what man shall do unto me." And there shall be a performance of those things which were spoken to her of the Lord. And the Lord says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." Yes, dear soul, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Yes. Dear Mary, what did she say? "How can shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Dear soul, what the Lord has said will be performed. "And they shall come which were ready to perish." Yes, at the voice, there will be that trumpet that shall be blown. "And they shall come which were ready to perish, and none shall perish. All that the Father give me shall come, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Say, my soul, why not for thee?
The collections last Lord's Day were £660, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Field will preach again tomorrow evening, and Mr. Wheatley will preach next Lord's Day and address the Sunday School in the afternoon. And God willing, there'll be a church meeting on Monday, the 18th of June. Let us close with hymn 386. Weary of earth, myself and sin, dear Jesus, set me free, and to thy glory take me in, for there I long to be. Hymn 386.
Thank you.
bless thy word. Pardon all amiss. Meet with those and meet with the Sunday school this afternoon and bless thy word there and meet with us this evening. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, love of God, sweet communion, the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.